Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Like he said, Rich Horace, your host here, Ride at Home with Rich. Thank you for tuning in and listening today. And today, I am like really, really super excited for this. You know, we've got a really special show today, and we can answer any questions that you might have, not only about your home, but especially any questions you might have about Cambria Quartz countertops. So today is so special because I have two guests with me today, making up all three areas of getting new quartz installed in your home. So we're looking from manufacturing to fabrication, install, and of course, me from Mosby Building Arts. I've got your designing. I've got everything for your kitchen with you. So we can cover anything around your kitchen, anything with your quartz countertops that you want to know today. Today is the day to get in on it. So with me, I have Jeannie Wyatt from Cambria Quartz Manufacturing. I have Matt Nix from Stone Trends Fabrication, and then, of course, myself, Kitchen Remodeling, Mosby Building Arts, Design Specialist. We do everything, all of that. So we have the entire gamut covered for you on your countertops today. Call in now with any questions that you might have about your quartz countertops or quartz countertops maybe you're thinking about or anything around your home from the foundation to the roof. You can find us right now, 314-241-9797, or from far away, if you're listening over the internet, 866-455-9797. And today, before I get started, I want to give a special shout out. I'm always thanking, you know, loyal listeners and callers and things like that. But so I want to give a shout out to Andy from RP Lumber. Hopefully, maybe he's listening. He's out in the Festus area, and Andy listens every week. 2 weeks ago, I had Kevin Marler, one of our other consultants, on with me, and Kevin ran into Andy out at RP Lumber out there. Of course, you know, we're at a lumber store, go figure. And, you know, Andy was like, oh my gosh, I heard you on the radio with Rich. I listen every week. And I'm like, that is like the coolest thing for me to hear ever. So, hey, Andy, thank you so much for being faithful, loyal listener. That is so awesome. Love to hear it. But for you and for everyone out there, one last time, think about this. Cambria Quartz Countertops, any questions about your home, we've got everything covered for you today for the next hour. We can take care of it. So call in with any questions, stories, comments, concerns, anything you have going on around your house. We'll get it taken care of for you. Again, 314-241-9797. So I'm so excited to get into this. I want to thank both of you guys, Matt and Jeannie, for coming on and taking time out of your Saturday and being with me today, you know, and everything. So I really appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully this will be a really fun, you know, good time for you both. So, and hopefully we'll get a lot of great information out there. So I usually like to start with just kind of like some background stuff and kind of get to know, you know, you guys, as a whole, as a person, as in the industry, things like that. Matt, we've been working together for years, but Jeannie, you know, I haven't interviewed you before. So I am very curious, you know, with the Cambria manufacturing and everything, and with your position in there. So how did you get started in all of this with Cambria?
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure to talk about Cambria. I've been in the fabrication business for about 15 years, and it is great to represent the manufacturer now. I've worked with Stone Trends actually for a long time and known everybody there. So it was really exciting to work with them so close now with Cambria.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And Matt, for yourself, you know, what's your background story again?
Oh, I've been in fabrication now for over 20 years.
Okay.
And been in construction now for over 25 years. I've been doing this ever since we used to actually hand cut and hand fabricate.
Okay, yeah.
And now we've evolved quite a bit into CNC fabrication and robots and all those things.
Yeah, it is definitely amazing. I can't wait to get into a little more of all of that. But yeah, the different, you know, all the different ways to fabricate and stuff and do things. I'll never forget the first time I ran into a company cutting metal for us using water, you know, a water jet. And I was just like, you know, that was quite a long time ago. But I was just like, okay, you cut that with water? Like, it's kind of amazing. So yeah, it's really cool how all those different things come about over time. So, you know, can maybe you both, one at a time, maybe starting with you, Jeannie, you know, explain your role in like a client getting, you know, countertops put in their house, like, so how you work, you know, work with them, and then we work with Matt and everything. So kind of what's that manufacturer's role? What are you guys exactly doing to help that process?
Well, I am pretty much here to support Stone Trends and help them in any way I can on behalf of Cambria. I work really close with their retailers, their customers, their wholesalers, you know, everything from helping out a customer who might need some needs a little out of the ordinary to, you know, getting the samples out there and the displays with the retailers so everybody can see Cambria. So it's, you know, it's a really exciting process, especially with how busy everybody is these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'm glad you brought up displays because I'm sure that is a very important part of your process to help, you know, myself and Matt and everybody, because we come out and, you know, we look at the house and we're offering all this stuff and we're like, hey, quartz would be a really good choice. And then, you know, we need to go somewhere. So Matt, can you kind of throw your role in there and what happens and all that?
Cambria is our supplier. They take the raw product and actually create the slabs. Those slabs we bring to our shop, where we also have a gallery. You can actually view these full uncut slabs. What my role is to apply the Cambria product to a specific project and its application. And so we work with the customer on that from the design phase. Basically, what is the layout? What is the scope of the project? What is it going to look like? And then we take that and then we select from that a Cambria design. And there are there what, 140 different designs currently?
Yeah. Many designs.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And there's all sorts of different looks, everything from monochromatics to kind of what I call cluster patterns to very linear kind of flowing patterns. So my job takes that layout, applies that product to their application, and I can actually show them what their particular design may look like and really kind of walk them through all the expectations of what we can do and how we will do it and how long it will take, of course, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And great support for us and, you know, teaming up. Of course, we do that with several different areas of supply and install and everything. But yeah, it is, your system is very similar to our system by way of setting expectations, making sure everybody really can see it, understand, and have all those answers up front. So I can't wait to get deeper into that. We're going to get into our first break here, though, of the day. So again, anything you want, countertops, from your quartz countertops, from manufacturing through fabricating through getting them installed, give us a call right here today, 314-241-9797.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back, and we have all your Cambria quartz countertop information today with Jeannie from the manufacturer and Matt from the fabricator and myself from the remodeling design end. We've got everything you need. And speaking perfectly of that, we have our first call on the phone has a question, I believe, about some of the differences in quartz and granite. So, hey, are you there with us?
I am. Hey, this is Scott out in Oscow Mills. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, Scott. Thanks for calling in. What were you looking for?
Well, I'll make it concise here. Just a couple of questions. I'll tell you the story very quickly.
Okay.
I have a house that I'm selling. I've already moved out. Kitchen, I'm gutting it out, working on it actually today, listening to you guys. And I'm going to put the new floor and then cabinets back in, and I'm going to need a countertop. And I was thinking about granite. But okay, what I want to know is why quartz over granite when it comes to selling a house? Is it more appeal? Is it more durable? And how will it balance out versus cost? Because, to be honest, I hadn't considered quartz until listening to you guys today.
Okay, yeah, great, great. Hey, Matt, you got any input on that?
Thanks for calling, Scott. There's, of course, many, many different types of, not just granites, but there are quartz brands. But there's a variety of different costs. I don't know how much you've shopped it, but granites can start at very low commodity prices, and even thinner stones and non-custom applications and these kinds of things. But they could also get to semi-precious stone costs, and they can get very expensive very, very quickly. Using a quartz product, your potential buyer in the new home is going to know that they are going to have the top-of-the-line countertop, completely non-porous, in many cases twice as hard as a granite. So, and the great thing about Cambria is it also comes with a lifetime warranty, and which you would give to your new homeowner as it is transferable. So as far as cost, we'd be happy to look at it. If you are remodeling the entire kitchen, obviously with new cabinets, if we can get a look at your layout, our office is actually open at this moment. If you want to give them a call down there, I'm sure that they'd be happy to apply a pencil to it. See if we can get you some costs and some options and kind of better educate you on what we can do for you.
Absolutely. And I know that's one of the things they have to measure. And FYI, that's the reason I held on to the old Formica countertops and have them sitting in the garage.
Oh,
I'm sure they'll do a new measure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, Scott, I'd also throw in there too that, maintenance wise, there's no ceiling. So with the quartz, you're not going to have to, or your future owner, wouldn't have to seal it every now and then and things like that. And you don't have to worry about any staining depending on, the type of granite you find and that. So being so porous, marble, things like that can stain very, very easily. And, the quartz is very safe, very sealed, nothing to worry about with that. And we'll probably talk a little bit later more about using it in schools and hospitals, and just the sanitary aspect of quartz is quite amazing. And, for me, as a design side, I used to talk to clients about the difference in granite and quartz being what you like to see in the design style, because the granite can be really wild and flowing and all these different things. And quartz used to be very patterny, and it used to, one sheet would match the other exactly. And so if your eye liked that, that was a good direction to go. But now, and we'll get way more into it later in the show, quartz is like knocked that out of the park. You don't even need to worry about it. If people that used to pick granite over quartz because of the patterns, no longer matters. So quartz is right in the center there. And just really great, product to have on there, and will last basically forever. So, definitely a good midline, range thing to go into for you for sure.
Quartz, though, I think a lighter color. Can you get them in darker colors? Because I have to confess, I haven't even looked into this. I just heard you guys today. So
absolutely, Scott. Yeah, we have everything from white to black and just about everything in between.
Yep.
Blues, greens, orange, turquoise, and so on and so forth. But the staple, if you will, what most of our homeowners are doing lighter colors, and really in quartz, more marble looks rather than doing actual marble. There again, you don't have the maintenance, you don't have the concerns that you would have to the application in a kitchen where you're doing the cooking and the oils and the staining and all that comes with that. You simply don't even have to worry about it. But as far as color, we will show you the entire range in our fabrication shop, which also serves as our slab selection gallery. You'll be able to see at least 80 different full slabs sitting out, so you can take a look at those. And with your layout, once we're looking at it, we can show you how that will apply to your project, that particular color.
And the consumer has gotten so much more educated and smarter, and they're doing their homework when they look at homes. So it's awesome that you're thinking about quartz versus granite, and especially for resale. People are actually doing the homework. They're finding out what has the best warranty. They're finding out what is maintenance free. Mm-hmm. So it's really great time right now to be thinking about that.
Well, I know for a fact, I'll tell you this. I flipped a house a couple of years ago and I used granite, and I can assure you I did not have a warranty to pass on to the new buyer.
Yeah.
So that is very appealing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is definitely a really great thing for sure to be able to pass that on. Absolutely. So yeah. And you know, another thing walking into Stone Trends, I don't know how far you've gotten into plumbing stuff, but you'll even see like some options of sinks and things in there too. So when I did, you know, my kitchen, we found our sink there and was like, oh wow, that is so cool. You know, and there's other options even in the plumbing end in the sinks and stuff that you can see over there at Stone Trends in that showroom also. So great for all of that. You can see what it looks like into that stone and everything. So get it to match, or, you know, there's more options than you think in the sinks also.
Well, thank you so much for answering my questions and for being on the radio today, because I wouldn't have even thought about it without hearing you guys. I'll definitely give a call over there and see if I can get the chooser in chief, the wife, to go take a look.
Yep, I didn't show up without my wife either, Scott. That's a fact. She was more like, "Do I really need to go there?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, you don't even realize how in charge you are, do you?" You know, maybe she was just trying to make me feel good about it. I'm not sure, but hey, Scott, thanks for the call. Great question, and you know, stay tuned because we'll get into more stuff too about, you know, what's good, what sets it apart, and everything coming up, including after the break here, we will. As soon as we come back, I'll be getting into my hack. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that age-old story of radiation, radon, things like that inside natural products and natural stone. And we're gonna break some of the myth of that. And we're going to also kind of let you know what we can do to help so that you never even have to worry about that with your new countertops. So stick with us for all of that. We'll be right back after this break.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We're back. Got my Right at Home Hack here for you. And I got to tell you, you know, let's break a little bit of a myth here that's been out there. You know, half true, half myth. But we're talking today about Cambria quartz countertops. And, you know, I hear from clients still every now and then, you know, this rumor that went around, and there's some truth to some of this and some not, and you know, of radon and radiation, you know, coming out of natural stones, coming out of granite countertops. Years ago, they kind of, it's almost like they were trying to put a little bit of fear in us saying, oh my gosh, this is coming out of the ground. Well, yes, absolutely. Radon is in the ground. It's in the ground in O'Fallon, Missouri. My house was, you know, treated for it. My last house I owned, we had it. It was too high. It was treated for it. But the levels that truly they found in granite and stuff like that coming out have been really, really super small. This is nothing that they'd be like, oh my gosh, don't have it in your home or whatever. There was sealers out there they were making that were, you know, saying they could protect from that. So, you know, we're kind of uncertain on how true all of this stuff was. But what I'd really like to put out there is radon comes out of all sorts of things. Concrete, it comes out of drywall, it comes out of some granites or whatever a little bit. But it does not come out of Cambria quartz countertops. This is truly the answer. The way it's made, it's been tested. It's, you know, scientists have researched this. It does not off-gas any sort of emission like that. Basically, you know, in short, no VOCs whatsoever. It's great for your food prep. Everything about it is sanitary. It is a great product to use and have for your kitchen for those reasons. So if you're looking, you know, you're worried about sanitary, you're worried about any kind of, you know, radon or radiation gas, you're worried about VOCs, this is the countertop that will work and be really, really well for your home for a lot of years to come with a great warranty. Check it out. And if you want to hear any of my hacks every week, you know, follow my social media, Twitter at Rich Orris or Facebook. Just search Rich Orris Mosby. You can find every week all my hacks on there. Go back, check them out. And if you have anything about these countertops you want to hear today, you have any questions, we got half the show left right here today on 97.1, Right at Home with Rich. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. We're going to get back to the regular show. Hopefully, maybe some Facebook people will jump in and join us here. But, you know, so Jeannie, probably following that, what I'd like to kind of maybe let everybody hear about is that, you know, what that manufacturing process, like how is this put together that makes it so good and so sealed and so sanitary and, you know, the best product out there?
You know, we start with the best, highest quality quartz, and we can control that because we own our own quartz mine. So it's very easy for us to control and only use the best, highest quality white quartz there is. We also have the highest quartz content of any quartz on the market. So that makes our product the strongest, the most durable, the most stain resistant. And, you know, with this pandemic we've been in, everybody wants to know, is it food safe? Is it bacteria safe? Well, being, you know, one of just the most superior brands of quartz, we don't have to worry about anything penetrating the surface. That's what makes us, you know, just the most safe, especially when it comes to the food safe and bacteria. Nothing will penetrate that surface. So that's been a really, really important thing through this pandemic. We're NSF 51 food safe, splash zone safe. You know, for years, people talked about stainless steel being the safe product in countertops. Yeah. We are just as safe as stainless steel. So that's a great way to think about it.
Nice. That is a great way to think about it, because you see a lot of that stainless steel in more commercial, you know, for that purpose, you know. And they definitely, and that's why, you know, I guess I've been seeing much more of this, you know, like in my doctor's office, places like that, that I'm just like, oh, wow, I recognize it. I'm like, oh, that's that one. They got Cambrian here when they built this office. Really, you know, I think it speaks volumes to, you know, if they're picking it for something like that, I think it just makes a lot of sense. And so where is this manufactured at? Where is it made?
So we are American-made, family-owned, and everything is made in Le Sueur, Minnesota. We have a huge manufacturing plant there, and as a matter of fact, we're in the middle of expanding our plant. Like everything else, demand is outpacing sales right now, so we're getting ready for a huge expansion to try to keep up. And so everything is made right here in the USA.
Yeah, and boy, I think today, in today's market and world and everything, I think everybody's like trying a huge expansion to keep up. Like there's so much happening, you know, so much going on. It's definitely harder right now. But, you know, let's get into a little bit of warranty. And I want to break, maybe not break another myth, but I like to get the truth out there. And kind of like you were saying, Jeannie, about the you know, everyone's educated now and they're all getting to read and see this and stuff. And so, you know, the question has always come up and the myth has always been, I can take, you know, I can bake something at 475 degrees. I can pull it out of my oven and I can set it right on my granite or my quartz or my whatever. And so warranty wise, what happens there and what's the truth in that matter? You know, is it something, you know, should we do that or not? Or
the short answer is no. And that's irregardless of whether it's a Cambria quartz, any other quartz or any other natural stone.
Yeah.
All stone is susceptible to thermal shock. It doesn't conduct heat very well. So essentially you take something out of your oven or off the top of the stove, whatever it might be, you set it on that countertop, you're causing a rapid expansion of just that area. The rest of the area surrounding that will not expand as fast. And that shock, that temperature variance, is what could actually crack your countertop. Okay.
Yeah.
So we always advise to use trivets, hot plates, you know, whatever will protect your countertop. And again, that's irregardless of what the product is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and a couple years ago, to kind of explain, you know, that a little bit, a couple years ago for us at my house, it was at Thanksgiving. We were literally mm-hmm. cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and my wife or my mother-in-law or somebody took a glass casserole dish thing out of the oven, and they set it on a towel on our countertop, and the towel was wet.
Oh.
Yeah, and didn't realize, you know, like the towel was literally like very wet from people cleaning up and drying dishes and doing things. And it sounded like a gun went off when that glass shattered. It ruined not just that, but the casserole next to it that didn't blow up because glass went everywhere. And
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's like so. So we had Thanksgiving without green bean casserole, you know, that was unsalvageable. That was okay. It was still a great meal, but, you know, to explain how that can happen.
It's the same principle.
Yeah, exactly. So in that cookware is, it's made to be at, you know, hundreds of degrees. But then when you do that shock to it, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like one of them, you know, a car windshield just shattering little pieces. It was amazing. So that I like to get out there for people because, you know, some people, if you don't explain that, you know, and it's kind of like we were talking about even with the design, setting expectations with the design. Well, if you don't explain stuff like that, I have clients that think that it's okay, you know.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We're back. Got my Right at Home Hack here for you. And I got to tell you, you know, let's break a little bit of a myth here that's been out there. You know, half true, half myth. But we're talking today about Cambria quartz countertops. And, you know, I hear from clients still every now and then, you know, this rumor that went around, and there's some truth to some of this and some not, and you know, of radon and radiation, you know, coming out of natural stones, coming out of granite countertops. Years ago, they kind of, it's almost like they were trying to put a little bit of fear in us saying, oh my gosh, this is coming out of the ground. Well, yes, absolutely. Radon is in the ground. It's in the ground in O'Fallon, Missouri. My house was, you know, treated for it. My last house I owned, we had it. It was too high. It was treated for it. But the levels that truly they found in granite and stuff like that coming out have been really, really super small. This is nothing that they'd be like, oh my gosh, don't have it in your home or whatever. There was sealers out there they were making that were, you know, saying they could protect from that. So, you know, we're kind of uncertain on how true all of this stuff was. But what I'd really like to put out there is radon comes out of all sorts of things. Concrete, it comes out of drywall, it comes out of some granites or whatever a little bit. But it does not come out of Cambria quartz countertops. This is truly the answer. The way it's made, it's been tested. It's, you know, scientists have researched this. It does not off-gas any sort of emission like that. Basically, you know, in short, no VOCs whatsoever. It's great for your food prep. Everything about it is sanitary. It is a great product to use and have for your kitchen for those reasons. So if you're looking, you know, you're worried about sanitary, you're worried about any kind of, you know, radon or radiation gas, you're worried about VOCs, this is the countertop that will work and be really, really well for your home for a lot of years to come with a great warranty. Check it out. And if you want to hear any of my hacks every week, you know, follow my social media, Twitter at Rich Orris or Facebook. Just search Rich Orris Mosby. You can find every week all my hacks on there. Go back, check them out. And if you have anything about these countertops you want to hear today, you have any questions, we got half the show left. right here today on 97.1, Right at Home with Rich. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. We're going to get back to the regular show. Hopefully, maybe some Facebook people will jump in and join us here. But, you know, so Jeannie, probably following that, what I'd like to kind of maybe let everybody hear about is that, you know, what that manufacturing process, like how is this put together that makes it so good and so sealed and so sanitary and, you know, the best product out there?
You know, we start with the best, highest quality quartz, and we can control that because we own our own quartz mine. So it's very easy for us to control and only use the best, highest quality white quartz there is. We also have the highest quartz content of any quartz on the market. So that makes our product the strongest, the most durable, the most stain resistant. And, you know, with this pandemic we've been in, everybody wants to know, is it food safe? Is it bacteria safe? Well, being, you know, one of just the most superior brands of quartz, we don't have to worry about anything penetrating the surface. That's what makes us, you know, just the most safe, especially when it comes to the food safe and bacteria. Nothing will penetrate that surface. So that's been a really, really important thing through this pandemic. We're NSF 51 food safe, splash zone safe. You know, for years, people talked about stainless steel being the safe product in countertops. Yeah. We are just as safe as stainless steel. So that's a great way to think about it.
Nice. That is a great way to think about it, because you see a lot of that stainless steel in more commercial, you know, for that purpose, you know. And they definitely, and that's why, you know, I guess I've been seeing much more of this, you know, like in my doctor's office, places like that, that I'm just like, oh, wow, I recognize it. I'm like, oh, that's that one. They got Cambrian here when they built this office. Really, you know, I think it speaks volumes to, you know, if they're picking it for something like that, I think it just makes a lot of sense. And so where is this manufactured at? Where is it made?
So we are American-made, family-owned, and everything is made in Le Sueur, Minnesota. We have a huge manufacturing plant there, and as a matter of fact, we're in the middle of expanding our plant. Like everything else, demand is outpacing sales right now, so we're getting ready for a huge expansion to try to keep up. And so everything is made right here in the USA.
Yeah, and boy, I think today, in today's market and world and everything, I think everybody's like trying a huge expansion to keep up. Yeah. Like there's so much happening, you know, so much going on. It's definitely harder right now. But, you know, let's get into a little bit of warranty. And I want to break, maybe not break another myth, but I like to get the truth out there. And kind of like you were saying, Jeannie, about the you know, everyone's educated now and they're all getting to read and see this and stuff. And so, you know, the question has always come up and the myth has always been, I can take, you know, I can bake something at 475 degrees. I can pull it out of my oven and I can set it right on my granite or my quartz or my whatever. And so warranty wise, what happens there and what's the truth in that matter? You know, is it something, you know, should we do that or not? Or
the short answer is no. And that's irregardless of whether it's a Cambria quartz, any other quartz or any other natural stone.
Yeah.
All stone is susceptible to thermal shock. It doesn't conduct heat very well. So essentially you take something out of your oven or off the top of the stove, whatever it might be. You set it on that countertop, you're causing a rapid expansion of just that area. The rest of the area surrounding that will not expand as fast. And that shock, that temperature variance, is what could actually crack your countertop. Okay?
Yeah.
So we always advise to use trivets, hot plates, you know, whatever will protect your countertop. And again, that's irregardless of what the product is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and a couple years ago, to kind of explain, you know, that a little bit, a couple years ago for us at my house, it was at Thanksgiving. We were literally cooking Thanksgiving dinner. My wife or my mother-in-law or somebody took a glass casserole dish thing out of the oven and they set it on a towel on our countertop, and the towel was wet.
Oh.
Yeah, and didn't realize, you know, like the towel was literally like very wet from people cleaning up and drying dishes and doing things. And it sounded like a gun went off when that glass shattered. It ruined not just that, but the casserole next to it that didn't blow up because glass went everywhere. And
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's like, so we had Thanksgiving without green bean casserole. You know, that was unsalvageable. That was okay. It was still a great meal, but, you know, to... Yeah. Explain how that can happen.
It's the same principle.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that cookware is it's made to be at, you know, hundreds of degrees. But then when you do that shock to it, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like one of them, you know, a car windshield just shattering little pieces. It was amazing. So that I like to get out there for people because, you know, some people, if you don't explain that, you know, and it's kind of like we were talking about even with the design, setting expectations with the design. Well, if you don't explain stuff like that, I have clients that think that it's okay. You know, they're always, you search the internet, it's a dangerous thing sometimes because you can hear almost anything, you know, and how do you fact check? How do you know if it's really, really true or not? So I know with working with you, Matt, you know, how much and how often, you know, we've advised when getting into certain, even different granites or anything, you know, really setting the expectation of this is what it is. And this is, you know, what could be or what could happen, something like that. So, you know, speaking of setting that expectation, because one of my favorite things is that design element, of course, because we're full design build services. We can put things into a rendering and everything, but we can't, even our architectural, you know, computer program, you know, is not specific enough or will not address what you're addressing with these countertops. So can you kind of explain what people see? And, you know, when you lay that countertop out like two slabs on an island, like you did with mine, when I put these slabs together, you know, how we saw that and what the advantages of, you know, using Cambria for that and matching seams and different stuff like that.
Right. Every application is that we do is custom, completely custom from the ground up, including yours. And so what we usually need to do first, and that's why we start with a layout, is so that we can get the sizes of all of what we refer to as parts. What are the sizes of the parts versus what is the size of the slab? What are we going to be able to fit within the slab, and how is that going to kind of make sense with the overall look of the countertop? And the more you get into some of these linear patterns that we have out there, the more complex they can get. Right. So we actually will photograph the slabs themselves, and we will take those parts that we've established and their sizes and apply them to those slabs and really figure out what is going to be the best look. And we invite our customers input on that because, of course, so much and really everything that we do is setting the right expectation, you know. And every square inch of every product we do is fully in view and visible. There's nothing that hides behind any other finish, so we have to make sure it's absolutely right. We take those photos. We apply kind of a mapping, which we refer to as a nesting, and then we actually map that to our program, our CNC program, so that when we cut out, we're cutting out in those locations.
Yeah, and that is, you know, so super helpful. So we were kind of getting ready for this show, and we were going over some things, and we were looking at some kitchen photos and stuff, and I was explaining to, you know, my helper that kind of helps me with the radio show prep and all this stuff. I was like, yeah, so what's amazing, and we could talk about this area too when we come back, is where else can these things be used? Because the backsplash is an awesome spot, and we can even leave the kitchen with this, and we will. But I was explaining to her, you know, how I'm like, when you see this photo, I'm like, the dark streak running through that quartz. I'm like, I said, they got to choose that that's right over their range and where it flows. And they got to see that up front. And they probably moved it. They're like, yeah, can we push it over here and, you know, cut it here and put it right there. And then that's, I mean, talk about the ultimate expectation setter is absolutely amazing. So that's what they're doing. That's what we're always trying to do here at Mosby and everything with the quality of Cambria and the quartz and everything. So we are going to get into our last break here. Well, let's talk when we come back about where else this stuff and other applications and thing. I think it'll be really interesting for everybody. So we'll be right back after this.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Great information here. Great conversation with Jeannie and Matt. And so I want to put out right away, just so we make sure we have it, we have time, because I know everybody wants to get educated like we were talking about. They want to do research and stuff, and they want to know everything about everything. So, Jeannie, we'll start with you. Where can everybody get information on the quartz, the manufacturing, everything from your end of, you know, what we do?
The best place to start is our website, CambriaUSA.com. Best place to look at designs and ideas and care and warranty information. We have Dragon Vision, where you can put any Cambria design with any cabinet and, you know, visualize it for your own kitchen. It is full of information on everything you can just about think of for your kitchen. We also have 866-CAMBRIA. You can call, talk to somebody with any question you might have. They're happy to help. But I definitely go to CambriaUSA.com when you're even thinking about starting your project. It's a great place to start. Also, Stone Trends website's a great place to go for information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Matt, where can they find everything about you guys?
You could start as well at StoneTrendsLLC.com. You can also come to visit us. We are there in the Chesterfield Valley, 18092 Chesterfield Airport Road. We're generally there all day, every day, and even in and even in some of the later hours here as of late. But give us a call. Come on down. We love the opportunity to take a look at your project and tell you about a little bit about what we could do for you.
Yeah, no, that's totally great. I'm glad we got all that information out there. And for Mosby Building Arts, so you can check out our website, callmosby.com, CallMosby. In our kitchens, you will see a ton of different Cambria, absolutely for sure, along with the rest of the kitchen design and, you know, what we do and how we do it. And, you know, speaking of what we're doing, so we have our seminars every month or so. We just last week or week before last had our kitchen seminar. I guarantee you in that webinar, I'm still used to, like, we do this over the internet now. We can't have, you know, 50, 60 people in our office anymore. But so we did the kitchen webinar and everything. I know we talked about, you know, countertops, Cambria quartz, all that. So coming up, we have our outdoor seminar or webinar that is all about siding, windows, doors, roofing, everything, August 25th at 11:30 a.m. You can check all that out at our website and get signed up for it and everything and learn everything you need about the outside of your home from Mosby Building Arts. So, and what I want to get to, because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss this at all, because I see, you know, working with our awesome designers on all these different designs, they are using this quartz in so many other applications. So we touched on backsplash and how you can see it and use it. And it really is, it looks great. It's a cool thing to do. But, you know, where else have you guys seen this, you know, quartz being put up, you know, in bathrooms and other rooms of the house?
Mm-hmm. And starting with shower walls, we're certainly seeing quite a few more of those. Folks don't want to deal with grout lines, these kinds of things. It's a little bit of a different animal than doing a countertop, but as a custom fabricator, we will set the proper expectations and walk each client through their unique project. So we are seeing them there. We're also seeing them as wainscot, but the materials are so beautiful that people are using them as statement pieces as well. We are literally putting them on the walls. So.
Yeah. And I tell you, with us, it's a very modern looking thing. So if you're looking for, you know, something a little more modern too, where we see it all the time is, you know, being used now in the past few years and everything for that modern look is fireplaces.
Exactly.
You know, just floor to ceiling, sleek, just goes straight up. You know, and there's that skinny linear, you know, wide fireplace right in the middle of it, and no more big mantles and all this, you know, huge stuff around it. It's very sleek, it's very neat and modern looking. So there is a ton of applications for this to think about, which, you know, when we design and we look at these areas, when people ask, you know, we can actually show them this stuff through our computer renderings and everything. Of you're looking for, you know, a fireplace, and people are like, well, I've seen this stone, I like this, maybe a built-in next to it, but, you know, they're looking for something more modern, and they haven't seen a lot of that. So when we design it and they see it, they're like, it's just flabbergasting how great, you know, it really looks. It's just a really awesome thing. So, but yeah, so just like we were talking about with the countertops, you know, non-porous, not needing sealed, all that stuff. I've seen so many people use, you know, natural tiles in a shower. I've literally repaired showers that are leaking because water is just soaking through the tile.
Mm.
You know, it's not even like your grout's cracked. It soaks right through, you know, a really, you know, natural tile. You don't want to use, you know, some of these natural stones, you know, imagine like a limestone or something. It goes right through it. So, you know, a shower wall with this quartz is just, you know, you caulk the inside corner and bam, you're done.
Solves it.
Yeah. It's all your maintenance.
Everything can be done really quickly. So backsplash, you don't have to wait on a tile setter. You don't have to wait on the tile to come in. Full height backsplashes can be done right after your countertops are done.
Yeah.
We've seen a big increase in accent walls, wall applications. We have many thicknesses of Cambria quartz. So there's very little places you can't use Cambria quartz.
Yeah, that is totally awesome. So I do want to thank you both for coming out and taking so much time out of your Saturday. I really appreciate it. So, but I understand why you do it now, because when we were talking through the break, what did you call yourselves? Like stone geeks or something?
Yep.
Exactly. So just love what they do, like us here at Mosby. So yeah, check them all out. Look at the information. And then tune in with me next Saturday. I will be discussing our Mosby design with Mosby designer Isadora Rondon. So we will have a great time with that next Saturday. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Great information here. Great conversation with Jeannie and Matt. And so I want to put out right away, just so we make sure we have it, we have time, because I know everybody wants to get educated, like we were talking about. They want to do research and stuff, and they want to know everything about everything. So, Jeannie, we'll start with you. Where can everybody get information on the quartz, the manufacturing, everything from your end of, you know, what we do?
The best place to start is our website, CambriaUSA.com. Best place to look at designs and ideas and care and warranty information. We have Dragon Vision, where you can put any Cambria design with any cabinet and, you know, visualize it for your own kitchen. It is full of information on everything you can just about think of for your kitchen. We also have 866-CAMBRIA. You can call, talk to somebody with any question you might have. They're happy to help. But I definitely go to CambriaUSA.com when you're even thinking about starting your project. It's a great place to start. Also, Stone Trends website's a great place to go for information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Matt, where can they find everything about you guys?
You could start as well at stonetrendsllc.com. You can also come to visit us. We are there in the Chesterfield Valley, 18092 Chesterfield Airport Road. We're generally there all day, every day, and even in and even in some of the later hours here as of late. But
yeah,
give us a call. Come on down. We love the opportunity to take a look at your project and tell you about a little bit about what we could do for you.
Yeah, no, that's totally great. I'm glad we got all that information out there. And for Mosby Building Arts, so you can check out our website, callmosby.com, callmosby. In our kitchens, you will see a ton of different Cambria, absolutely for sure, along with the rest of the kitchen design and, you know, what we do and how we do it. And, you know, speaking of what we're doing, so we have our seminars every month or so. We just last week or week before last had our kitchen seminar. I guarantee you or I should say webinar. I'm still used to, like, we do this over the internet now. We can't have, you know, 50, right, 60 people in our office anymore. But so we did the kitchen webinar and everything. I know we talked about, you know, countertops, Cambria quartz, all that. So coming up, we have our outdoor seminar or webinar that is all about siding, windows, doors, roofing, everything, August 25th at 11:30 a.m. You can check all that out at our website and get signed up for it and everything and learn everything you need about the outside of your home from Mosby Building Arts. So, and what I want to get to, because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss this at all, because I see, you know, working with our awesome designers on all these different designs, they are using this quartz in so many other applications. So we touched on backsplash and how you can see it and use it. And it really is, it looks great. It's a cool thing to do, but, you know, where else have you guys seen this, you know, quartz being put up, you know, in bathrooms and other rooms of the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And starting with shower walls, we're certainly seeing quite a few more of those. Folks don't want to deal with grout lines, these kinds of things. It's a little bit of a different animal than doing a countertop, but as a custom fabricator, we will set the proper expectations and walk each client through their unique project. So we are seeing them there. We're also seeing them as wainscot, but the materials are so beautiful that people are using them as statement pieces as well. We are literally putting them on the walls.
So. Yeah. And I tell you, with us, it's a very modern looking thing. So if you're looking for, you know, something a little more modern too, where we see it all the time is, you know, being used now in the past few years and everything for that modern look is fireplaces.
Exactly.
You know, just floor to ceiling, sleek, just goes straight up. You know, and there's that skinny linear, you know, wide fireplace right in the middle of it, and no more big mantles and all this, you know, huge stuff around it. It's very sleek, it's very neat and modern looking. So there is a ton of applications for this to think about, which, you know, when we design and we look at these areas, when people ask, you know, we can actually show them this stuff through our computer renderings and everything. Of you're looking for, you know, a fireplace, and people are like, well, I've seen this stone, I like this, maybe a built-in next to it, but, you know, they're looking for something more modern, and they haven't seen a lot of that. So when we design it and they see it, they're like, it's just flabbergasting how great, you know, it really looks. It's just a really awesome thing. So, but yeah, so just like we were talking about with the countertops, you know, non-porous, not needing sealed, all that stuff. I've seen so many people use, you know, natural tiles in a shower. I've literally repaired showers that are leaking because water is just soaking through the tile.
Mm.
You know, it's not even like your grout's cracked. It soaks right through, you know, a really, you know, natural tile. You don't want to use, you know, some of these natural stones, you know, imagine like a limestone or something, it goes right through it. So, you know, a shower wall with this quartz is just, you know, you caulk the inside corner and bam, you're done.
Solves it.
Yeah. It's all your maintenance.
Not to mention, everything can be done really quickly. So backsplash, you don't have to wait on a tile setter. You don't have to wait on the tile to come in. Full height backsplashes can be done right after your countertops are done.
Yeah.
We've seen a big increase in accent walls, wall applications. We have many thicknesses of Cambria quartz. So there's very little places you can't use Cambria quartz.
Yeah, that is totally awesome. So I do want to thank you both for coming out and taking so much time out of your Saturday. I really appreciate it. So, but I understand why you do it now, because when we were talking through the break, what did you call yourselves? Like stone geeks or something?
Yep.
Exactly. So just love what they do, like us here at Mosby. So yeah, check them all out. Look at the information. And then tune in with me next Saturday. I will be discussing our Mosby design with Mosby designer Isadora Rondon. So we will have a great time with that next Saturday. I'll talk to everybody next week.